Well, it's a big job. We worked to get legislation passed in 2003 that requires every federal agency to conduct an annual employee survey. OPM conducts that survey every other year with their Federal Human Capital Survey, and they do a great job with it. We take that information and then build an overall employee engagement index, and then 10 work environment categories, things like their sense of effective leadership, mission skills match, work-life balance, support for diversity, topics like that. And we take the data, and it's literally 10,000 pieces of data, and construct indices for big agencies, small agencies, and subcomponents. So it's a huge, interesting data set, all found on www.bestplacestowork.org.
And out of all that, you find, I know, well, let's get to the list first and not keep people waiting. Give us a sense as to who did really well.
Well, once again, we see the Nuclear Regulatory Commission taking top honors among the big agencies. Although what's quite interesting to me is that if they had not improved their score by a significant bit, they would not have held on to that number one ranking.
So last year's number wouldn't have been this year's best agency.
That is correct.
Yeah.
If you stand still, you fall back.
Yeah.
That's the lesson.
And that's good to see that agencies are improving and actually seemingly understanding these issues.
Exactly. And you can't manage what you don't measure. If you begin to measure things like employee engagement in a way that people pay attention to, then you actually have agencies that do something about it. So we're real pleased to have a measuring stick that seems to be driving the right behavior, attention to employee morale, employee engagement, and the host of issues that create good work environments.
And your number two organization, kind of interesting, it's the Government Accountability Office, which has gone through a lot of upheaval. They've actually been trying to sort of practice what they preach, eat their own dog food, whatever we want to call it, and actually do some kind of pay-for-performance kinds of systems. And now they're a unionized workforce where they weren't before. So did the fact that GAO ends up a number two on the list surprise you at all?
It doesn't surprise me, only because they get it right. Their leadership is very enlightened in paying attention to making sure that employees have the support and resources to do their job well. What the top line lesson from this is that where you have good leadership, you have good agencies and good workplaces. And GAO has been blessed over the years with terrific leadership, in no small measure also due to the fact that they're in place for a term of up to 15 years. And that ability.
What a great gig if you can get it, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a hard job.
It is.
It is a very hard job. But truthfully, that's one of the big challenges for federal agencies. If you have someone at the top that's only around for 18 months, 2 years, they don't invest in these kinds of long-term issues around the health of the organizations they're running. And that's a big problem.
And they also had the largest, among the top 10 of the large agencies, had the biggest percentage increase in how well they did compared to last year.
Yep.
So,
and that's, again, the point that if NRC had not itself, kept the top of its game, GAO would have overtaken it. And you see, really interesting stories. One of my favorites is GSA, an agency that consistently is in the top 10. It's not a sexy mission, but it's an agency that is well managed and therefore has the high ranking that it does.
And they are number 8 on the list this year.
Yep.
Only of the top 10, and we'll have a link to this on federalnewsradio.com. You can find it at bestplacetowork.org as well. The only agency that dropped over compared to last year was the Department of Justice.
Well, and actually, the SEC saw the biggest drop.
Okay.
The Securities and Exchange Commission saw the biggest drop in employee engagement, and again, you almost have a mirror image story of what happened with the Small Business Administration, which jumped up 30 percentage points. The SEC dropped a lot, and again, what the data tells us is it's about leadership.
Are there any, because I know when I've looked at these lists before, you call a lot of stuff about what people really care about. And one of the things that, and we talk about it a lot here with your folks, it mission. People, it's the, if if the agency is really focused on mission, then it really helps in terms of employee liking where they work.
Yep. There are three top drivers, and again, we do 10 work environment categories, and the three, again, are leadership, and when we talk about leadership, it's actually the senior leadership that has more impact on engagement than the first-line supervisor. The second is the work-life balance, the issue of line of sight from what you're doing to the mission of the organization, what you just described, and the third is work-life balance, and there, it's not, you know, do you have a lot of time off, it's is your supervisor giving you the resources so that you can do your job well, and that's a very important component that we need to see more attention paid to.
And you had a couple of notable newcomers on the list, the Surface Transportation Board, which has never been on the list before, and they actually showed up.
Yep, and they took top honors there. The other interesting addition to the large agency category is the intelligence community, which has never been included before, and to their credit, they peeled back their veil of secrecy and participated and came in at number four. We're really pleased to see new agencies signing up. This is a great way of, I think, holding the new administration's feet to the fire. They're committed. They've made very strong statements about making government cool again, made strong statements about having government be more effective. And here's a good measurement for seeing whether they're succeeding.
And it's transparent.
Yep. Transparent, and you can hold them accountable.
And so leadership is one of the issues that you certainly certainly comes up throughout this. I always think it's a little bit interesting because I think sometimes leaders don't really fully understand the amount of influence and impact that they can have on their organization.
Absolutely. Look, and there are 1,001 things that can be done to make our government more effective by focusing on people issues. The number one is to have the leadership of the organizations that they're running, paying attention to the health of their own organization, paying attention to their responsibilities as the head of an organization. And unfortunately, in the federal environment, that does not happen enough. But where it does, you wind up with a better-run government and a more effective government.
Any other lessons learned from your analysis this year?
Well, the one that I take away, which is quite heartening, is that where you do have good leadership, you can make change real fast, good change real fast. And the Small Business Administration is a great example. That 30 percentage point jump in 2 years is stunning. Now, that's not to say that they're management nirvana. They were starting at the bottom. But you can, with concerted effort, make a big change happen really quick.
And it's interesting because on your list are agencies that have been historically troubled, and yet they still make the list, I think because my sense always is that the people are focused on solving those problems.
Yes. Look, no organization is perfect, but where you have employees feeling a sense of ownership, a sense of understanding about how their work connects to the mission of the organization, and good leadership and an investment in those people, you see great things happen.